This is in the Holy Letters, Volume 5, in letter number 1274. This is dated, Baruch Hashem, the fifth day of Kislev, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing you. They're a great genius, Chassid, with many titles over here. Yehuda Zeiv HaLevi Sheyichye, Rabbi Greenglass. This is Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe opens up. Yehuda Zeiv HaLevi Segal from Manchester. The Rebbe answers, addresses that to him.
England.
Yes. Shalom Abraham. The Rebbe says, it's with pleasantness and with joy. I received your letter dated from the portion of Lech Lecha, Lech, in which you notify about the order for the new yeshiva Zman. The new and that you have increased new semester, and that you you have brought more students into your institution. So Hashem should continue to merit that you should increase your boundaries with more proper students, more and more, and to bring the heart closer, their hearts of the students to Hashem by adding light in the Ner Mitzvah Torah, or the flame of Mitzvah and the light of Torah, and the luminary of Torah, the Morsha Torah, which is the teaching of Chassidus. It's known, the saying of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles over here, that when you put a lantern in the street, people gather around it. So we learn two things. Number one, that you cannot be satisfied with the light which is inside in the house, but you have to place a lantern also in the street. And number two, the measure of good is greater, that not only the people that you are putting an effort with them will become and gather around the lantern, but the fact that there is a lantern out there, even though it's in the street, even though it's at nighttime when it's dark, it draws people that are in the street. Other just ordinary people are drawn to it. And we see this vividly, that as greater the darkness, the greater the drawing power is of the lantern. Thank you about your note with regards to the Talmidim, may they live. And based on your suggestion, I'm writing to them, and I am adding here a copy of my letter, and I am hoping for good results. Thank you if you are going to make me happy by notifying me about this as well. I'm adding also the booklet for Yutas Kislev, which is coming upon us in the Chaveres, and certainly you are going to give the opportunity, privilege to others in the fitting ways to study it, and also the general letter which is connected to this booklet. With blessing for great Hatzlacha in your holy work, that should also become a very wide pipe for bringing down and drawing down, and also wide vessels, a vehicle to receive the blessings of Hashem Yisbarach and everything that you need also in your personal matters. With blessing.
This was also the teaching you gave us on the house. The light shining from within the temple and drawing Jews in. It connecting with the light inside of us.
Bottom over here, I'm not sure what the abbreviation stands for. Al Derech Alev of Alev Mashgichim Bi Yeshivosom. Or who, maybe it means Elu Ve'elu, or I'm not sure who was referring to. So the Rebbe says to write directly to the office in Paris, the condition that are both sides. Maybe it means an Ave Aim, sometimes they have like a father and mother in the yeshiva, like parents, like they call it for the students, maybe that's what it means, I'm not sure. The Rebbe says also very fitting, that you should accept the students from, blotted out, but only on the condition that you make them to recipients, and not, in other words, the Rebbe doesn't want them to influence. I mean, maybe some of the students had some baggage with them. The Rebbe says that I accept them, but make sure that they will become recipients from you, as opposed to influencing the other students for the negative.